there is nothing wrong with people marrying for ulterior motives.
There
motive.
Is something wrong.
I don't want to say looks is an ulterior motive.
It is an ulterior motive.
I don't think so.
Some people marry because you look attractive.
But what's wrong with
that? That one, there's nothing wrong with that. Me, I think that ulterior motives, some are bad.
Yeah.
But some are things that we generally do. I mean, women do it too.
Yeah,
we remove bum bum and then you say that, ah. And meanwhile, this guy is a bum bum guy.
Now, so the man go digo, and I saw old picture of the girl. In legit fall for divorce. He said the guy deceived him.
He refused to marry somebody because she's too quiet or she's too gentle. And then he married somebody that is more like, bass boss.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not an ulterior motive?
That's not an ulterior motive. That's what he likes.
If what I like too is, richness in core.
I married him because his family name, or I'm
yes,
married.
Yes, now I can marry because of his family name. Maybe that completes me as well.
Welcome back to another Brewing Her Friday. Are you excited, Kemi?
I'm very excited. You know me now. I'm always happy.
Between like being here for them or seeing my face, which one are you happy
no,
about?
No, both.
More?
Both come.
No, you have to pick one.
Okay, your face. It's always so fun when we have to actually come and shoot. It's always nice. I enjoy it too,
honestly.
Oh, how have you guys been?
Hope you guys have remained brewed.
Abby, exactly. You, Nko, have you been brewing yourself?
I backslide a little bit.
Okay, let's even define this brewing. What does it mean for you to brew yourself? What does it mean
to
for
be
you
a better version of yourself? Yeah, that's my own definition.
I agree.
Yeah.
So why have you been backsliding in
some
being a better person?
Some people just get on my nerves. Some people just they just take out the steez away from me.
I know.
I've been praying. God has been taking control. Sha, I'm doing better.
That might be a part of even being brewed.
Yeah.
Actually, sometimes you gotta let the cat out.
Literally,
and just be like, yeah, scratch some people. but then again, you just kind of be like, okay, this is the side of me as well.
Exactly, because if you don't show people a little bit of that side, they want to come back and be rubbishing you.
I agree. So yeah, I've been brewed too. So
you've
I'm
not
glad.
Backslided?
Well, sometimes. So my backsliding is when I don't take care of myself as much as I want to.
Me too. There is that because guys, look at my nails.
Yes, like doing like self care.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I have really been like. I have not.
Yes.
I'm never going to lie. Because like maybe because of the kids, like if you guys don't know, our baby is about like 9 months now.
Yes, my that baby that we announced at the beginning.
At the beginning, yeah.
I know. That's crazy actually.
He's about 9 months
that
now.
Is crazy.
So like he's eating solid.
Yes.
I'm also trying to like make him feed himself. So there's so many things that I'm doing. And the little time that I have, I just want to sleep and be by myself.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking of, oh my god, I need to go do my nails.
Yes.
I need to go do
It's very understandable, but FYI, before I say anything, I wish we could share a picture of Fury.
Just let us know if you want to see him. And
if
then the older one
cute
is about to
baby.
Start school too.
I can't believe when you told me the other day that
he's about to be 3 years old.
Turning three.
Yeah.
I was shook.
Yeah, he
I
is.
Was shook.
Can you believe that?
That means we are growing, we are
I'm
aging.
Old.
Chai, amazing. But no, so Gabby, as you know, she's a mom of she's
two
mom
boys.
Of 3 year old. Isn't that crazy?
Bruh, me. I'm still a baby.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
But no, I get it. When you don't have time to take care of yourself.
Yes.
But we need to do that more.
Yes.
We need
I
to
do
that more.
There was even one time that Shogun was like, he drove me there with the kids. And he sat down with the kids.
Oh, I
and
love
I,
that.
He made sure that I got my nails done.
I love that.
Because, bruh, this thing, it was...
You know what I want us to go for? I haven't
spa?
Found one here. Is it a spa? I can call it, but like facials. I want us
I
to
found
go.
One. I
where?
Found one close to where you used to live. It's called Tatiana's Place or something.
We need to go. We
yes,
need to go.
I did find one because I really wanted to do that before I go to Mexico.
Oh, this one has been... She's giving us trip on trips. Oh, should we talk about our trips for the year?
I have a lot.
Okay, let's talk about some of our trips for the year, actually.
Do you understand? Because my list is long.
Me, I only have one for this year. I only have one trip. Actually, think about it. Yeah. It's only one trip.
No, but you've gone to Canada this year. Wasn't it this
was
year?
Was it this year?
Was it this year you went to Canada? Was it last year?
Honestly, I can't keep track. I think it's last year.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because we always try to do at least one trip a year.
Oh my goodness.
I think it was last year. You're right. Damn. But maybe it was late last year. Yes. Mm. But this year, would we have gone to Hawaii or would we?
Yeah, we're supposed to go to Cabo.
Sorry.
Since last year, Kemi.
We've been planning. No, it's not Cabo. We wanted to go to Cabo. It was Cancun. Yeah, it was Cancun. We'll still go. Yeah. We want to plan a girls trip to Cancun. Me, you, Naomi, and some of our other friends. We need to do that.
We do.
And then go for this facial thing. I really want to do that.
Yes, like I want to get my brows. My brows are too, they're too dark already.
Do you like microblading? Is it microblading they call it?
Yeah, for the eyebrows. I don't know if I, because like I have a lot of eyebrow.
Yeah. I think my sister is in that era of like, doing those things, microblading. My younger sister. Oh. She loves lashes.
Me, I do love lashes. My problem with it is that I don't think I have the time in my hands
to maintain
to be there for almost 2 hours.
Oh, you said 2 hours?
Yeah, it's like an hour and change. It takes a lot of time.
I didn't even know that.
Because like individual, like I don't have that patience.
It's the aftermath that I can't stand.
I like it.
I actually, when I see people with that,
if it's decently done,
the ones that are naturally looking done,
yes, I love
maybe
them.
Those ones
because like
yeah.
you don't need to have make you can literally come out and still look good.
Very that's good. What my sister likes. Yes, my sister likes the fact that she doesn't have to do makeup with just the lashes. She still looks like
where does she get hers done?
Columbus. She does it. She has a place in
tell
Columbus.
Her that she needs to find
maybe she needs
area.
To find something here so that that's one of the reasons why she can't relate to this place, because all those other things, they have it in that, in that Columbus. Child. But anyway, so I was asking, whenever we drop this episode, I think we'll have gone to Hawaii. So we went to Hawaii. That's the one and only trip that we are doing for the year. Hopefully it's a fun trip, you know.
Well, for me,
it's something to look forward to.
I have a couple. I'm going to Canada. Yeah. I'm going to ATL.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Specifically. I mean, we all know where ATL is.
Exactly.
Just in case you didn't know.
ATL. Atlanta. I'm going to Cabo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to New York.
Only in 1 year. In one year. Why? Do you want to tell us why you guys just packed everything
so,
into this year?
So, when myself and my husband got married, our first child came like a surprise.
Like, oops,
literally.
I'm here.
Like, I got married in September. Mm-hmm. I got pregnant in October.
That's actually true.
Yeah, because we found out that we're pregnant in November.
What's the month after September?
October.
So it's a month.
Literally.
No, actually crazy.
So he came too quick. He was literally waiting at the gate of heaven, like, okay.
let me come. No, legit.
So we didn't have the time to do that. And at that time, my husband was still doing his PhD as well.
Yeah.
And then the second child, because I didn't want to, like, have too much gap
with
between
the
them.
Children,
like,
yeah.
I told the moment that Dere is 3 years old, I did not give my down what's going on.
Yeah.
But the second one too came, like, pyong.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we're kind of done having kids,
it'd be so weird if another one comes. Pam,
don't try me. Don't try me. So now that we are done having kids, it's time.
Are you really done,
bruh? I really
you're saying
do
this
want
on live
girl.
Camera.
Yes, I want a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you don't think
but
you're done.
I know I'm done. I want, because I've always told God, like, I want two boys and a girl. But the problem is, like, the hula baloo I go through for my first trimester, I don't know. I'm not ready for that.
Say whatever God wants.
From my lips to God's ears.
Yeah. Whatever God wants.
From my lips to God's ears.
May his will be done.
From my lips to God's ears.
My lips to God's ears. I love it. All right. So, yeah, those are fun trips. I hope you guys have fun, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I hope so, too.
All right, Gabby. So, let's move to... Actually, before we move to today's episode, let's do our funny first, you know, agenda of the day.
Go and subscribe.
Yeah. We call it funny because we've been saying this for years. We shouldn't be saying it anymore.
I did. Like, are you guys not tired of hearing that?
Come on, y'all.
Like, that's the only thing we... Okay, I'm not saying it's the only thing, but, like, most of the things we say... Every time,
you guys. Why? Kilo day.
What's the reason?
Kilo day. Meaning why?
What's the problem?
Yes. So please, if you haven't subscribed, go and subscribe to our channel on Brainer Podcast. It's very easy. And then follow us on social media as well.
Yep, Brina Podcast.
Brina Podcast as well on Instagram.
TikTok.
Like Ella would say. Go get your follow-ups from those social media platforms as well. Yep. And also, you find us on Spotify whenever you want to listen to us. And I feel Apple like Music. You already know that. But
and Apple Music.
Apple Podcast. You find us on Apple Inside Jokes. For if you're just watching our episode for the first time using or our podcast using this episode, the reason why she's doing Apple Music is only her that knows. And the OGs of this show
understands. Like before now, I'm always like, oh, Apple Music. Apple Podcast refused to register in my head. It has. So I just jokingly just put it out there.
And then she influences me to say Apple Music as well.
I was so happy when you did.
It's Apple Podcast. Find us on Apple Podcast and on Spotify. And our name is still the same, Brina Podcast. Okay? All right. So come and join your Brina girls on today's episode, which is called our topic for today is ulterior motive for deciding to marry
your future partner.
Is that a thing?
I think it is, though.
Do you think people have ulterior motive to getting involved with somebody marriage-wise?
First of all, everybody has a reason for choosing their partner or ending up with their partner.
Exactly. So then do we all have ulterior motive?
No. I would not say we do.
But then you just said everybody has a reason.
Yeah, everybody has a reason. Why did you marry Kunle?
I married Kunle because I love him, because he completes me, because our lifestyle match, because God spoke to me about him. Mm-hmm. Those are not ulterior motives. Yes. I can keep the list
but
going.
If you had added like, oh, he will help me, how will I put it now? Oh, I married him because his family name.
I can marry because of his family name. Maybe that completes me as well.
Like that might be like your main reason. It's not because you actually want to spend the rest of your life with that person. Like you can marry him because, oh my God, he's so rich. It doesn't mean you love him. It's for your own benefit.
So we're talking about things that can serve as ulterior motive.
Yes.
That, okay.
Do you get it
so
now?
So
the reason why this topic came up is because Priscilla Ojo got married recently.
JP 2025.
I know. Like, that's like one of the... I love the wedding so much.
Yeah, I attended the wedding.
Online, period. Literally. You can't tell me nothing. I will have my own Ashwebi green.
Abby, that one pain me. They did not sell me Ashwebi.
Yeah,
it's sold out.
I have my own green Ashwebi. Oh.
You bought?
Yeah.
Which tailor sold you?
Don't worry.
Was it Vicky James?
No, I couldn't afford Vicky James. Was it Papaya's Vicky James tailor? Was too busy. please. It wasn't.
No, but their wedding was fun. It was so good. Yeah, I was so happy for them. Congratulations to them.
But the reason why this topic came up was because I saw a tweet. Was it a tweet or a comment or something that a husband married her because he wanted to get.
Oh, it was when he won the headies. Yes. 2025.
Yeah,
2025 headies. That was when
that thing came up. Yes. And I'm like.
Just barbaric.
Very. I'm like, really? Like, this do you just think got them? Married? I don't think so.
So, let me tell you. Before the headies, I love them to pieces. Mm-hmm. I actually do love them. At first, when they first started, I couldn't care. I was just like, oh, nice. Move on.
They're so cute.
I've always loved Priscilla.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I don't know this girl, but she just exudes some sort of love. So, anyways, when she announced her boyfriend as at then, I couldn't care. I was just like, oh, nice. I didn't pay attention to their relationship. So anyways, when they started singing and they were dancing and all that, that was when the idea came to my mind, not when I now started seeing their love more. The idea came to my head in like, I thought this was a show. I thought their relationship was for a promo.
Oh,
I don't know if that makes sense. At that point, like, oh, maybe she's just being an influencer in
for
his.
For him.
What's
that?
What they call those people? Video vixen. Thank you for his songs. Because she was really, you know, promoting his songs and all those stuff. So that was me. I just thought it was for a job. And then when they did the introduction, you remember the was it pink or purple traditional wedding?
Yeah, I can't remember the outfit was a lot. I can't remember.
Oh my god, the very first one that they wore.
Oh yes.
That purple-ish
the announcing
one.
Of the engagement.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they wore that one, I was just like, huh? I thought this was a promo.
No.
Is it real? Is it not real? So I didn't believe until
they went to court.
Not even court. It was until I watched a mom's video one time, mm-hmm. a mom's interview one time, and she actually said it herself that her daughter is getting married.
Mm-hmm.
That was when I believed it. But after then, I never thought, oh, he was marrying her for an ulterior motive anymore. Yeah. It was just, to me, I guess the ulterior motive came even before I knew the marriage thing was real.
Mm-hmm.
So to now hear people say that now, mm-hmm. even after they've shown you their love, they've shown you their commitment.
Exactly.
It makes
but
me
then
wonder.
Again, you can't believe everything on social media too.
I mean, so you're saying you don't blame them too?
I don't blame, like, so that's what I always tell, like, when I see celebrities come out and, like, they're angry, there are people, I'm like, why are you angry? Like, it's social media, people will talk.
Right.
Like, by now, you should be used to the fact that people will talk.
Yeah. But the guy did release a lot of music.
He did? I only know one.
What do you mean?
I swear, I'm never going
to. A lot of songs in this space of us knowing Priscilla.
I only know one. What's that one song? That one!
It's not we don't know the name, but we know the song. And then there's also Ololufe. Is that not the same song?
Is it the same song?
Oh, no. You know it's on my mind.
That's the same song.
Is that the same song?
I think it's the same song.
And then there's also God Design.
This is
God Design. Whenever you and
I don't know that one. I don't know that one.
Actually, no, to me, it feels like maybe three songs or four.
Really?
That he had released in the space of us knowing maybe two songs. So no, I don't, I think it's more than two
it's
songs.
More than two?
Yes, I think it's more than two songs, you guys. In the space of us knowing this JP. So when people said that and then he now won headies, I could understand, but I don't think my understanding went to the level of he married her for that.
Yeah.
I would say that he's a good business person.
Mm-hmm.
They are both social media oriented.
Mm-hmm.
They know what is going to give.
Mm-hmm.
So they give us. So why won't I use this opportunity to make the best of my business?
Yeah, I personally don't think that their marriage is for any form of ulterior motive.
Right.
I don't think so. Because there are other, like, upcoming Nigerian artists that could have latched on her.
Yes.
Do you get?
Yes.
So,
and Gabby, let me ask you, even if it's for ulterior motive,
mm-hmm.
on both sides, because Juma Jux too is a rich dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's rich.
Yeah.
So people too, you could say the same thing for Prissy, that, oh, maybe she had ulterior motive in marrying him too,
mm-hmm.
because of the money and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it is, excuse me, what is wrong with that?
So, I strongly believe that when it comes to, like, things as big, as strong as marriage, I believe that there is something spiritual attached to marriage.
Who
right?
says the spiritual cannot come attached?
So, if...
In addition to...
If you are getting married to somebody, that's me. If you're getting married to somebody, every girl, I should say, wants to marry a good-looking guy and somebody who is a provider.
Yes, yes.
If you call us gold diggers,
nice, I've been.
That's on you. I'm just telling you what a lot of girls, like, that's what we want,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean, and there are so many guys that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fishes like that. There are a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
If I now decide that, okay, I have seen
a specific one,
and I'm not making the fact that, oh, because he has this much money, that's not the reason why I'm getting married to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason, but that's not...
The major
because,
reason.
God forbid, the money can go tomorrow. So people who make money, for example, I'm using money as an example, as a major reason why they get married to somebody, if tomorrow the money disappears, guess who is going to disappear?
The person.
The person. Do you get it?
I get it, but I just don't know. I get the fact that that should not be your primary reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't sit here and say that we don't... Okay, let me give a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I meet this guy. He's good looking. He's whatnot. I'm attracted to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out that he's, let's say, a Dangote's son or mm-hmm. something. I just find out that, mm-hmm. oh, maybe he's related to Dangote one mm-hmm. way or the other. my interest in you has peaked.
But was that the first reason? That's my question for you.
No, but that might not be the first reason. But my point is, all of us,
mm-hmm.
we all like
a good life.
A good life. We all like soft life.
And that's why I said it at the very beginning when I was talking. Mm. That almost, almost every woman that I know always look for that form of security.
Yes.
In a man.
Because as much as I was attracted to him, this mm-hmm. hypothetical man now.
Yeah.
As much as I was attracted to him, maybe I never saw myself as marrying him.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment I find out that, this is family he comes from,
mm-hmm.
my brain is already telling me, if I marry this man, that would be really good.
The question I'll ask you, if his money decides to disappear tomorrow, would you leave him?
Why would I leave him? No.
Exactly. Because those people,
you don't know if they will leave.
Are you joking?
Some people actually.
If a girl sees a Dangote son, a gold digger, like people will say, sees a Dangote son and latches onto him, if God forbid they lose their money, do you think she wasn't there for love?
Okay,
the reason why she was there is gone. So what is she still doing there?
But men do the same thing.
Of course.
They see you because of your body and all that.
Yeah, okay. I'm not even talking about I'm just using that as an example. Yeah.
Okay, so, I think the one that I think you're talking about that mm-hmm. is bad is, if I had gotten pre-information about this person,
mm-hmm.
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That he is Dangote's so.
Yeah.
And that's what's making me want to
attract. Be with him.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that one is what we're talking about.
Because to me, that's contract marriage. People are on contract.
What's wrong with that? That's my question.
What if something happens tomorrow?
We are stuck in the marriage at that point. We are. Okay, now let me give you another example. You're beloved, because Gabby loves this person I'm about to say.
Who's that?
Regina Daniels. You're so much favorite person in this whole world.
I can't believe you're bringing Regina Daniels into this.
I have to.
Why though?
Because when she got married, we all said things. We all say, she's marrying him because of money, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Regina Daniels married somebody older, way mm-hmm. older, but he's a billionaire. He's rich.
Mm-hmm.
You were never of the opinion that she's marrying because of money. You were always in love with her and all that. My question now is, did she marry this man with an ulterior motive as well?
Well, uh-huh. Let me finish. I'm not going to sit here and say, because I don't know Regina Daniels from anywhere.
Yeah,
she doesn't know me. Some people think we look alike. I don't see it.
No, I don't see
exactly.
It.
Me too. When I was younger, I remember some people actually told me that.
Really?
I kind of look
if
like
you
her.
Think Gabby
and if
looks
you guys
like...
don't know, Regina Daniels is actually from my mom's part, like hometown.
Ha, she's here, you are blushing. If you guys think that Gabby looks like Regina Daniels,
please let me know. Because some people have told me I look like Sharon Oja. Some people have told me I look like
what?
I know, I don't even see it.
I don't see all this stuff, please.
Like Naomi, she calls me my Shalewa because of Skinny Girl in Transit.
What?
I know, it's really weird because I don't see it.
I don't see it.
I know we have the same smile, that's about it.
What?
Yeah.
She smiles really wide.
I do too.
No, you don't. No.
I just have a lot of gap.
Her smile is I can literally draw it.
She has a bigger, denture.
Denture.
Yes. But I'm not a person that will smile like this.
No,
when I smile, I open and smile.
If you people think Gabby looks like Sharon Oja.
I don't. Me, I
or
don't
Regina,
see
Regina Daniels.
All. I don't even see any of them. Nah, I don't.
Write it on the comment section.
I don't. Me, I believe I look like Beyonce. Go and argue with yourself.
Yeah. And Rihanna Joy.
Go and argue with yourself.
Okay.
That's the only person I'll claim.
Answer my question.
So,
like
I said, the fact that I like Regina Daniels, I'm not going to sit here and defend her. Right, I don't know why she got married to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
I don't have, because people also think that he married her for fame.
Mm.
Exactly. So I'm not going to come and sit here and say, I'm pretty sure she did not marry him because of his money. No, you never can tell. That might be the reason. That may not be the reason.
That is the reason.
You never can tell though. Because there was one time I saw an interview.
The reason is because it's a rich man.
No, I saw an interview with her, right? And she said something. She said, my husband is an odogu in the sense that he knows how to treat a woman.
Odogu knows how to treat a woman. Is that what that's, Odogu means?
In that's Igbo? In her own, the way she defined, like, how
he because all the Odogus that we know, they all know money, how to treat money, women. Money,
exactly. Money, exactly.
Financially.
Financially, exactly. Like I said, if that is her reason, then she did have an ulterior motive for getting married.
Yes.
To him.
So which but is
we
why?
Can't say because we are not Regina Daniels. The same way we can't come and judge Priscilla Ojo's husband because we are not him.
Agreed. But which is why I'm sitting here now mm-hmm. of the opinion that there is nothing wrong with people marrying for ulterior motive.
There is something wrong. Why are you getting married to somebody?
Why is there something wrong with
you
that?
You should get married because you love that person.
My dear, the love can come after. Look says at this who? Regina Daniels now. The love came after.
Are she you so got sure there. That the love didn't come before then?
I mean, the love shall came after they met. I'm not even talking about after the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The love came, you know, maybe in they the met. And she has been seeing that this man is an Odogu. He's taking care of me. Like, Odogu Parara now, for
example. Ah, our Odogu Parara. Like, that you, think, you think I love Regina Daniels? Yeah. I love Sharon Oja more.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Let's not get into that, please. Our Odogu Parara in that movie.
Achalugo.
Achalugo.
Oh, right. My God.
He was already taking care of her even before they married.
Exactly.
So, of course, the love will stem before the marriage. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just saying, what if the ulterior motive was, I want to go for this guy because he's rich.
No.
And then he treats you right. You find
not,
love.
You should
Your life nah. is spiritually filled.
I don't think if somebody asks you, if somebody comes to meet you now and say, why do you want to marry this boy?
Because
it shouldn't be because he's rich.
Because
it should
he's
be more
going
because
to take care of me.
No, it should be more because I enjoy talking to him. I love him. He listens
I'm
to
not
me.
Doubting that those
that's, I'm not should be your major reasons.
I'm not, doubting that those should not come. I'm not saying those should not come.
So you will literally marry a man because of money?
If he has all this other stuff too.
You will marry, if he have which other stuff.
Like he takes care of me, mm-hmm. he respects me, all the stuff that
but
you're talking about.
But that's what I'm saying though. Like you are also attaching the other things. If
no,
you meet
I'm
a man,
not going to marry a man that is rich, that treats me like shit.
That's, now I'm glad you're understanding me.
Mm-hmm.
You would marry him. Yes, he has money, but yes, he is a good person.
Yeah.
Some women will not care. That's where I'm coming from.
And only focus on the money.
Exactly. That's their, what they want to gain from this person is why they are marrying the person. Because
yeah,
that's why
that
you see like women that will marry a man, the moment they've gotten some few change from him, they're out. Because
yeah,
the reason why that's the ulterior motive I'm talking about.
So I think in a way too,
mm-hmm.
if you're marrying somebody with ulterior motive,
mm-hmm.
you should still be attracted to them. Because you should not marry Mr. Bala because he has money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't stand Mr. Bala.
But that's what a lot of people who have ulterior motive do.
Yeah, that one is bad. That one is bad. Because I personally mm-hmm. would marry you.
You marry an Odogu Parara.
I would. Oh, Odogu Parara is an exception because I don't even know. There's no problem with Odogu Parara at all. He is perfection. I don't know. I'm talking about people that maybe, you know, the man is older
mm-hmm.
or Regina the man Daniels. Is not fine or the man is not, like, maybe like the physique that I like is not that kind of person
mm-hmm.
or maybe the man is short. I'm just giving you like things that are not, that they are deal breakers already.
Yeah.
But you still go for him because mm-hmm. of his family name or his
exactly.
money.
Exactly.
That one, there might be
a movie
bit
that
of
describes thing. That describes this a little bit is what's that movie? It's a Tyler Perry movie. Something in Black.
Divorce in Black.
No, Beauty something in Black. Black
Beauty in Beauty in Black
or something. Yeah. The lady, she obviously doesn't love that man. The husband she's married to. Exactly. Is she in the marriage? Yes. Is she unhappy? Yes. Is she cheating? Yes. Does she have an ulterior motive? Yes.
Okay, Gabby, let's backtrack a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Can we list what are some ulterior motives?
Money.
I mean, we've talked about money now.
Family name.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are not in the diaspora will not get this, but it's paper.
You are a vagabond. That is what I can say to you.
But it's part of the reason, though.
That is actually an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
You marry somebody. Explain to them. Let them understand what it means.
I'm talking, we are based in the US, the United States of America, in case you guys don't know.
It's the fact that you had to make it longer. in case you didn't know what the US is.
Exactly. That's where we are. Mm. And to get your green card or citizenship here for Canada, I think they call it what? Something resident.
Permanent resident.
Permanent, yeah. I don't know what it's called.
That's the same thing here too.
Yeah. So for you to get that, there are different means. You can either come in with that from Nigeria, that's your green card, your 10 years green card, mm-hmm. or you can go to school and then you can get a company that will file for you.
Or you can marry somebody.
Or you can marry somebody.
Yeah.
That the person love of is your life. Either, the love yes, of your the life. Person is going, has to be either a green card holder or a citizen.
A citizen, yeah.
Some people that come in here, that's why they marry the woman.
It's not just the woman. What do you
mean? Oh, that's why they marry the man. That's why the woman marries the man.
Yeah, some we've seen cases.
Can I tell you a story?
What?
Okay, based on this paper. Before giving you, they don't know. Before I got married and before I started having kids, I used to work at a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there was one time.
I'm trying to wait for where this is leading to. Okay.
There was one time I had this patient.
Mm.
And she's on the plus size, like plus size, mm-hmm. like
big six, size.
Very big, like almost 600 pound kind of big.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's married to a Ghanaian.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how, oh my God, she's married because she knew I was African. And she was like, oh, my husband is Ghanaian. He's such a sweetheart. He loves me so much. And all I could see, because the times the girl was in the hospital, I didn't see that husband one time.
Oh my God.
All I could see was, God, he just married this woman for papers.
Maybe he traveled.
No, he was home. Because she told me that he was supposed to go to work at this time, blah, 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 blah. Legit. It may not be that, right?
I am sad. But we have heard stories. We've seen stories. We're not obviously trying to say, you know, we are the most righteous or we are mm-hmm. chastising that. To each their own, whatever works for you. But that is an ulterior motive.
Yes.
That is a reason.
Yeah. People in this country can relate to that because it got so bad that a lot of like non-Africans don't even want to get married to an African man because in their head he's using me for papers.
Yeah. But some of them are real.
A lot of them are real. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's just the labeling, like the bad name
but it's not just Africans. I've seen Indians do it. I've seen any immigrants actually in that community. You sit with them, they are doing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
getting married because they know that is the sadly is one, in fact, maybe the easiest
route
to do it because, you know, the US also makes their immigration laws, you know, kind of tight. Right. So it's an ulterior motive. I don't see anything bad in it if it's for real. The one that I see that is bad is when you are deceiving the other person.
The other person, yeah. Yes. That's the ulterior motive mm-hmm. part. Because I've heard stories where like...
stories.
Yo, I've heard... Because I used to work with a lot of Black Americans. Mm-hmm. And you know that they don't have any filter. They will tell you straight. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll tell mm-hmm. you soft. And I've heard a lot of stories where they will fall in love with this perfect African guy. The moment he gets his papers, he starts to maltreat or he pounds.
I mean, but so that is bad. That is quite unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to lie. But some of those stories that I've heard too, you can tell as a woman that this guy is not in love with me. This guy is not with me because I know there are some of our African brothers that are sweet-mouthed. Like,
have you met some of your African brothers?
I know that they are sweet-mouthed.
Hey,
and they are,
sister.
And maybe because I know them, you should be able to decipher one that is, this is just love.
It's on our wash.
Nah, just wash, exactly. But unfortunately, some of these people don't know.
They don't, yes.
So they think it's real. And it's very sad that they have spoiling reputations.
They are, because like even African girls who are here, we are kind of like not sure anymore. Like, is he coming to me because he loves me? Or is he coming to me because he wants paper?
You know, I remember when I was in college, I remember that One day, one random day in the dorm, I remember, I just heard this girl scream. She was in our room. We're in our room. Mm-hmm. It was a dorm, right? Everybody has had their own room. I just heard this scream. This girl was wailing. She was crying. We all came out like, what's going on? Because our room was not that far from ours. What's going on? She was like, her boyfriend just broke up with her. I just hate Nigerians. I'm like, I hope she does not know that we are Nigerians because that would be so weird. But a Nigerian brother had shown her when. So she was not telling all of our own roommates that she can never be with an African guy anymore. Blah, blah, blah. I remember my friend then, I don't want to call her name. She was trying to like, in that moment, we are all not like that. She was trying to advocate that, no, we are all not like that. I was like, bruh, this is not the right time. Not
exactly. Don't even try
so
it.
It's just so sad that
it is.
Reputation have been spoiled, but mm-hmm. trust me, we are all not like that.
Because speaking of reputation, that's why a lot of like male celebrities, I'm using male because like I'm a female, a lot of male celebrities, even female celebrities, it's hard for them to choose a life partner because like, are you here for love or you're here for something else? Oh,
so that's another ulterior motive, fame. Yes,
like fame. Like, are you here because, oh yeah, I really love this person. Or you're here because be like, oh, I am Don Jazzy's wife.
Excuse me.
Let me just say one thing. My biggest Nigerian
crush,
celebrity crush, is Don Jazzy. Listen, he cannot do anything wrong in my eyes.
And the funny thing is that you've always loved him.
I have.
I've always loved Don.
I think now
I'm in love with Don Jazzy now.
I've always loved Don Jazzy. Like, what? Even as a kid, like just that Don Jazzy. I'm off point.
Cannot. Like, it's too crazy. He's a very charming man.
Let's see if I'm even stammering. That's how much. Like, if I go to his comments and anybody says anything, I'm that person. I'll be like, come on, I don't understand.
Excuse you.
Legit.
So, you know how we used to say that there are a few celebrities that we can actually fan, groove. I'll be what they say that thing over.
Don Jazzy right now.
Huh. Yeah, no.
You can't talk to me no more.
So especially now.
Don Jazzy looks like Aaron Pierre to me.
Don Jazzy now?
Like,
whoever is helping him with his life.
Please don't fire that person. We love it.
Don Jazzy now.
He's our new Aaron
Pierre.
Period.
I don't like Aaron Pierre, so you know I can't read it. Sorry.
Oh my God, Kemi, so our friendship is shaking.
Let's shake.
Oh, we don't like
you. You don't like Bridgerton, so it has been shaking since.
Love. I don't like love like that.
But you like Aaron Pierre.
Yeah, Aaron Pierre is just...
I don't know. I mean, kudos to you.
But I'm fine.
How?
He's fine.
So we were debating, guys. So I don't know the name of the guy in Bridgerton. The prince.
Is it the first Bridgerton, right?
Yes.
Season one.
The guy.
He's cute, but like he has this baby face. I don't like men that they look mature.
Aaron Pierre has the baby face. No,
he looks like a lion. Like
Mufasa. No, legit.
Like, can you see his eyes?
Nah, bruh. That guy, I don't know his name, and I feel bad.
You see that? You don't really like him. I remember when
that Bridgerton came, I obviously.
But you know, he won like the most handsome man.
That man is hot.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's just there.
Anyways, another ulterior motive.
Me just say, even with the truths, if I wasn't married, ulterior motive, I can marry a European so that my children will have color eyes.
Another ulterior motive is looks, you guys.
I beg. I don't want to say looks is an ulterior motive.
It is an ulterior motive.
I don't think so.
Some people marry because you look attractive.
But what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. So then, God forbid, peradventure, something happens.
Fireball his face.
What will happen?
As long as my children carry the look and the gene.
The generation continues.
Wow. Speaking of looks. So
hey, Chai.
There was a story online one time. I think this was like middle last year, where a man divorced his wife and then people were asking him why. So she has done so many surgeries on her...
I think I know.
You know the story,
well,
right?
Well, no, let me let you
know. So she has done so many surgeries on her face. So she looks like, oh my God, she's so pretty.
Beyonce.
Like she looks so good. Alas.
It's the alas for me. What is alas? What
she
happened?
Gave birth. And
the gene did not pass through.
Shocked.
Oh no,
he's like, how? Because of the girl does not look like the man, obviously. So who now saw the man go digo and I saw old picture of the girl in legit for divorce. He said the girl deceived him.
why fight for divorce? you do the same surgery for the kids.
You remember when Aloma to did his nose? I don't know if you remember
the comedian guy?
Yeah. When he did his nose, I didn't see anything, absolutely nothing wrong with what he did. But like people were like, before you marry a man, go look for him. I'm like, come on.
I don't have a problem with what he did, but I have a problem with how he's been carrying himself everywhere.
I love
after
it.
After that. Why?
Because like,
why are you pointing us to your nose? We have seen it. Okay, move on.
Because you don't know if that was one of his insecurities.
Even his insecurities, now that you have done it, why must we hear about it every time?
He's not the one bringing it. He just put us through the process. Now that he has hid, he hasn't said anything about it.
And now he has stopped talking about it. But there was because a time he was actually rampantly talking about it.
He was going through the process. It was I'm
not talking about the vlogging time when he was talking about what he did. I'm talking about when people came from, I guess where people come
came
for
him. He defend himself. For yourself, exactly.
But yeah, whatever.
So that if looks, I think, yeah, kind of. Because like if the man did not marry. Okay, now, so that story now, will you say he's wrong for filing a divorce? Do you think it's an ulterior motive why he married the woman?
Because he was deceived. I don't think he's wrong. Because it's the same thing. It's the same thing that, okay, now let's imagine it.
Yeah.
Let's just imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
Transfer that to a man.
Uh-huh.
You have seen this man.
Mm-hmm.
He's always like bulky. You like muscles and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Only for you to marry and then you remove clothes one day and you see that he's just been wearing plastics. How would you feel? I mean, women do it too.
Yeah,
you remove bum bum and then you say that, and meanwhile, this guy is a bum bum guy. You know? So what will happen at that point? You know, or like Oliemo is not an ice cream. he doesn't like ice cream people. And then you are actually ice cream. What will happen? Exactly.
Can we stop that conversation?
I can't.
Yo, I cannot. That would be funny.
Exactly. So,
but then again, that's why looks should not be the major reason.
Yeah, we agree.
Why you should marry somebody.
We agree, but it's sharp part of the ulterior motive.
It should not be the major reason.
We agree.
Because like that's when like a woman, for example, now right, she's pretty. Mm. She now go and catch pregnancy. Everything spread.
Hey.
The man will now come and be.
You are no longer fine anymore.
That's
what about motive? what about complexion? It's part of looks, but what about complexion? Because these days...
Because now, everybody's yellow.
People are yellow. Not
everybody
the kind of your useless yellow.
Yellow. Nigerian... I'm using Nigeria because every girl I see on Nigeria, their skin is clear.
Clear. Like, wash clean.
Please, I'm not even angry. Please come and give me your...
your
remedy, please. Because ever since I gave birth, my color has disappeared. I'm begging you, please.
Exactly. Yo. So what
and
about
all your maybe the husband is now yellow too.
All your children come
black.
What do you do to that?
You say it's the grandmother.
What exactly? You can't look like your grandmother. You say, no, you look like your grandmother from your maternal side. No. So honestly, Jesus crazy.
Christ. Oh, this is the highest I've laughed this
crazy,
week.
Crazy. Damn. Crazy. Mio, I think that ulterior motives, some are bad.
Yeah.
But some are things that we generally do. Because another one I just thought about.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like toxic men.
That one is witchcraft.
When I say toxic men, I don't even mean men that beat them. But like...
You don't like peace.
Yes, like a violent... And they can... Ulterior motive is, So I always say this story. One of my uncles that married somebody that I refuse to marry somebody because she's too quiet or she's too gentle. And then he married somebody that is more like, bass boss. Mm-hmm. Is that not an ulterior motive?
That's not an ulterior motive. That's what he likes.
If what I like too is, richness in core.
So, like, if the woman gets pregnant now, for example, right? And, like, you remember when I was pregnant for Diri? I'm not the outspoken kind of person. I don't like confrontation.
You're not confrontational.
I'm not confrontational at all. But when I was pregnant for Diri, I won't even let you drop it.
It's the hormones.
Bruh, moti dakpada. Yeah. So somebody like that, like your uncle, for example, now, yes, he likes girls who are like outspoken. And then she gets pregnant, she's quiet for a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't think your uncle will leave her or be angry because I don't think that's the major reason. It's just part of the reasons why he married her.
But he wasn't even giving her a chance. Like, they weren't even, like...
Like, because they have to be compatible, though.
Some people are closed-minded. That's not what they want. Yeah, that's not what they want.
I can't fault that. Because me now, then I want an outspoken man. I will not go for a man who is not outspoken.
I like an Odogwu Parara. Mm-hmm. Why are you faulting me for that?
There's no problem liking an Odogwu Parara. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that you are not going into it because, like, God forbid something happens tomorrow, you don't love him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we already established that. Of course, it's not going to treat me like shit. We're exactly. Still going to be
That's why I'm saying. Because, like I said, me too. I don't think I've ever told these people before. When Chegun was toasting me, guess what I did? I went online. Mm-hmm. I Googled, okay, by the time he's done with his PhD, how much are we going to be making?
Oh my gosh. Let's talk about that for a second, actually. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. We do that. Mm-hmm. Are we marrying because of ulterior motives?
No, I'm married because of security. That's not the... Because there's so many...
Koshi.
Wait, let me explain myself.
What do you mean? So mean I want to marry a Dangote's cousin there's or Dangote's... Nothing, is that not a security base?
No, baby girl. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not getting me.
If he's treating me right.
If he's treating you right. Like, for example, now, there was a time my husband lost his job. Mm-hmm. Did I up and pyeow?
And me too. Hey. That's why I said that. You'll be stuck in the marriage. You're not going to be up and pyeow.
You are only but stuck in the marriage...
Him. I married him because he's nice and kind. You but married also him. Because of his family name.
Did you hear what you just said? You married him because he's nice and kind. But also, you did not say, I married him because of his family name.
Okay, let me rephrase. I married him because of his family name.
If he wasn't nice and
also,
kind.
But he's nice and
thank
kind.
Thank you, my love. Some women don't bloody care. That's why you will see some women, they will be in that rich man's house. He'll be beat...
No,
example,
harsh.
Jennifer's Diary. I don't know if you watched Jennifer's Diary.
Yeah, of course.
Jennifer's Diary, episode? One of the old episodes where Esther, do you remember Esther? Her soul rest in peace. The lady that played Esther.
Oh, yeah, she died, I remember.
Yeah. She was with Deji. Is it Deji? What's that? That used to be, that he likes BDSM.
I can't remember the story.
So Jennifer met this guy. He has bipolar disorder or something. He was rich, like smelling money, like he was giving her dollars.
Oh, is it dark skin?
Yes,
tall guy.
Okay, tall guy, exactly.
Yeah.
When Jennifer saw
something
that
black. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Something black.
I can't remember his name. When Jennifer saw that the bond could be putting her in shackles. Yes, the money was there, but guess what? She left. Right? Esther saw that there was money.
She now went in.
She went in. The guy was beating her. She couldn't, Esther is very tiny. She could not sit down properly. Was she there or not?
That one.
Hey, because she was only there because of the money.
That one is
she didn't care about anything else.
That one is ulterior motive. Because there's a self-worth issue going on here. So I get your point.
But
I get the fact that we should not only do this marriage thing only because of this ulterior motive.
Yes.
I get it. I just stand on the fence that we all have ulterior
some
motive.
Form of motive.
Yes.
I don't want to use the word ulterior.
It's ulterior. It's inside us.
It's not.
Because
it's
when
not.
You Googled Chegun's salary that he's going to be making, you already calculated your future. Like, okay, I'm going to be balanced. I cannot suffer. My kids are going to be good. You already calculated all those things in your head.
Yeah, but there's nothing. But that before I did that, for me to even do that, I started having feelings for him.
Really?
I started seeing a future.
Me, I do that even before. Because I don't date to break up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
I wasn't dating him then. Don't get me wrong.
That's what I'm saying now.
Yeah, I wasn't dating
for
him
then. For me to want to date you, because you are saying that at that point, you want to give him a chance.
Yes.
For me to want to give you a
after
chance.
After you talk, you spoke my ears off. Yeah.
You didn't have a choice, my love. But anyway,
she was my husband's advocate. This girl almost wanted to beat me because I say I know do.
Because there's something I was telling. I don't remember who I was telling. We were at a gathering somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking about one girl that broke up with her boyfriend. And the boyfriend is in medical school or was going into medical school or something. And in my head, I'm like, chai, this girl, you don't have foresight.
Is this single?
I don't know, man. I don't even know.
Let me research. I have a single friend.
I'm like, chai, you don't have foresight.
Are you joking? Do you know how much doctors are making in this country?
Bruh, I've a day for Witamu. See, that is also an ulterior motive. Come on.
But you love him, though.
But you already, from the beginning, like you already, I said, even before you fall in love, because, okay, do you fall in love immediately?
No.
So before you
have to walk,
before you fall in love with somebody, you're already Googling all this stuff. You're already calculating all this stuff in your head. Like, I mean, your head, like, this, to
is
me,
there a potential
to
here?
Me, yes. To me, those are checklists.
Yes, they are checklists. But like you said, there is a list, right?
You're saying that that's not the only thing on
exactly,
the list.
Exactly. There is a list. It's on like, if I marry this man, I'll become popular. If you do it now, that's your reason why you went to go and meet the man. The same way they are saying that because the reason why Priscilla Ojo's... No, I don't want to be calling her Priscilla Ojo because she's no longer... The reason why Priscilla...
Uncle, let me pronounce it right.
Don't pronounce it wrong.
Pardon me. I can say it twice. Unkabala.
Priscilla. I don't want to butcher her last name. So you...
Priscilla Ni Ojo.
So the reason, the people are saying, like, the reason why her husband went for her, it's not because he loves her. It's not because he
that's
wants
that's not
to,
true. Because he could have gone for another celebrity.
Exactly. It's because, he wants to get the fame. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that, if he truly, I don't think he did, or he, that's the reason. But if that's the only reason, if he tries it 1 year, 2 years, he's not getting a fame, he will be out.
But he has, we don't know yet.
That's what I'm saying. But all I'm saying is that is his reason, if it is his reason.
Which we don't think it is.
Unlike me now, my reason for Don Jazzy is because it's Don Jazzy.
But I feel like if you get to know him, you probably will find him very nice.
No, I don't even know him. I find him very nice.
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
Like, how would you not like Don Jazzy?
Well, we don't know. The people that have been in relationship with him, we don't know what they face, but...
Sometimes, when I was younger... I used to think that Don Jazzy is not married because he has not met me.
But then you can't marry without them.
I married without try. Well, like, he's way older than me, but that's by the way.
How old is he, like 40?
Yeah.
That's to be cute. You're 30.
But
30 something, right?
I don't say my age online.
Okay.
Please cut that part. Thank you. All
right.
I'm 16 forever.
She's 16. Don Jazzy is 40. That's a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
But anyways, whether we like it or not,
yeah,
ulterior motive is best. But when ulterior motive is the only reason for you to enter marriage,
that's where the problem is.
It is bad.
Yes, it is bad. Yeah. And I believe that, as I'm speaking because I'm a woman, I believe that as a woman, you should have a list of what, at least you should even know what you want. Have a list of, a checklist of what you want before you even go into.
Yeah.
And Steve Harvey used to say something. There should be a priority, a non-negotiable, I should say. Mm-hmm. Like, there should be some part that you, this one's a uh-uh.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. The other part, if you can live without it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to call those ulterior motives, I used to call them, well, what we are tagging as ulterior motives now, I used to tag them as additions. Like, they should not be the primary focus.
Yes.
Like, for instance, if fame is something that comes with this person, that's an addition. Like, great that they have fame as well. Mm-hmm. If richness is what comes with, you know, this person, they are an individual that you are in love with, that you find compatible already. And then they are rich, that's an addition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's looks, attractiveness, thank God the guy is a good person. Thank God the woman is a good person.
Mm-hmm.
She can't find or he can't find on top of, you know. That should always be an addition. That should not be the foundation or the primary reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. honestly, because like if you notice, like a lot of celebrities who are married right now, a lot of them met their partners before the fame.
Yeah, I know it's always very difficult for them. I don't know
because
why.
Like they don't know who is they don't know who is there for the fame. It's hard for them to now like say, okay, this person loves me.
Well, I guess at that point, I'm very happy for those that have actually found genuine love.
Yes,
in the lifestyle journey of fame, because you are right, it's not easy.
Yeah,
it's not easy. But yeah, anyways, whichever reason why you are marrying, we hope that it's for the right reasons, and not for ulterior motives.
And
if it's for ulterior motive, I still stand my ground. Pursue it, but make sure you don't pursue it blindly. Because if you go and pursue it blindly,
you go enter gao.
And you enter gao, because that's where, they will beat you today and they'll come and give you money
tomorrow.
Flowers
tomorrow.
Yeah, and you're okay. You shouldn't
they
be.
They would be okay because, like, they're there for the money. The money is there. Money's there.
Yeah. As we were talking about this, this is not on topic, but I just remember this movie I watched. I think you probably saw it. It's not Yoruba movie.
First of all, Kemi has a movie every episode.
I can't. But this movie is not even, I don't know if it's on point, but like I just remembered it as we're talking about it now. And in my head, I want us to talk about it for a little bit. It's called Roses and Ivy.
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should not give you spoilers.
No. Like I've seen clips, I've seen like people talk about it. I have not sat down to watch the movie.
It is a crazy movie. As I just sat down like this, I just remembered like it's a crazy movie. It's not on point anyway, so I'm not even going to go into it. But the fact that it just came to my head, maybe God wanted me to announce it to you people so that you can go and watch it. Yeah, go and watch Roses and Ivy. It's very interesting.
I have seen. Is this girl, Uche Montana. I love Uche Montana.
Yeah, we need to watch it and then review the movie.
Okay.
Because it's a sisterly movie.
Are they like blood sisters?
Yeah,
like
blood sisters.
Okay.
And then a man is in between them now. So I think it'd be nice to talk about.
I don't understand. The man is in love with two sisters?
I don't want to give you spoilers because you haven't seen it. So go and watch it. Go and watch it.
Oh, Gao.
It's a very nice movie. Anyways, Gabby, let's not be ranting because I know that we'll just digress. This was really fun. I really enjoyed it. I think.
And we should tell them to tell us, like, what are other ulterior motives why you will get married to the person you want to get married to?
Yes. With the hopes that there are other things on the checklist. But we've mentioned money, we've mentioned looks, we've mentioned fame, we've mentioned paper, family name, paper. Yes, you know, so if there are more that you can marry somebody for, write it down. But yeah, this was fun.
It was.
All right, guys.
I enjoyed this one because I laughed a lot.
I know, it's funny.
I'm always laughing.
Yes, so if you want to continue to laugh and enjoy a good time with your girls every Friday, well, not every Friday, bi-weekly Friday. Bi-weekly Friday, don't forget to tune in and subscribe to our channel and follow us on our social media platform.
Instagram, TikTok, and it is Brewing Her Podcast.
All right, guys, until next time, remain beautiful and remain
brood.
Mwah. Bye.